2, 1.
Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Chris Fade. No animals are hurt throughout the making of this show. No, except Rossi, Pretty Mel.
Can you guys just stop fighting?
And Big Rossi.
You may know me as the fun, lovable oaf. This is the Chris Fade Show.
You guys rock it, man. Awesome show, guys.
This is the biggest show.
The Chris Fade Show.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. As we do it, your Sunday morning, ring it in. Yes, yes, yes. Sunday morning, November 29th at 6:02. Mike Tyson fighting in about 2 hours.
Is it 2 hours? I thought it was 6 o'clock.
6 a.m.
The program starts, is it?
Yeah, usually they start at 6 a.m. and then we've got to get through all the fights. Oh. And it's usually 9 a.m.
Okay.
Usually. Could be wrong, though, but I'm excited for it. Mike Tyson fighting again. What is going on?
I know. He looks great as well.
They both look fantastic, actually. It's going to be an interesting one. We'll keep you updated here at Virgin Radio, no matter where you are, if you want to be updated, that is. Highest pay-per-view event ever.
Really?
Well, pre-orders. This was yesterday. The pre-orders were the highest pre-orders ever on a pay-per-view.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, imagine, right?
So we'll see what the outcome is at the end of it all.
It's a big deal.
But, yes, lots of boxing. Pretty Mully, good morning.
Good morning.
Weekend vibes done and dusted. We're back, but for 2 days only.
2 days. This is the most exciting thing. When I woke up this morning, I was like, okay, another week, let's go. I'm like, no, not another week, just another 2 days.
Yeah, 2 days. Fantastic stuff.
So good.
Isn't this great? Let's just get it. Let's get it in. Let's get it out. Let's get back into bed.
Let's like put it in.
Yeah. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
Having our 5 days off. Yeah. Obviously, UAE National Day upon us as well. A lot of the schools celebrating it today. You'll see a lot of the kids dressed up.
Yeah, my kids are.
Yeah, my kids will be as well. So it's all happening today.
Do they have school tomorrow?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, school tomorrow.
Same thing, two days and then they're off.
And then they're off, definitely. What a show. What a show we're back with. Thanks for having us on your pop quiz, obviously back at 7:10. We're talking Zoom mishaps. What has gone wrong on a Zoom call for you? We're going to catch up with the marathon legend, Rossi.
Oh, yes, thank you, thank you.
I mean, unbelievable.
Well, it wasn't a marathon. Let's not go that far. But
We'll be hearing about it for the next year, so we look forward to hearing and starting it today.
Why not?
Why not? You walking okay? You fine? Sore?
My right calf is hurting a little bit, but apart from that, all good.
All right, we'll catch up with you. I ran 48 kilometers over the weekend.
Oh, wow.
I did it without anyone knowing.
Well done.
How was it, Chris? How do you feel?
I feel good, actually. I actually did another 25 this morning just before work.
Oh, wow.
I ran again.
I ran
from home. I ran from Deira. I stopped at Business Bay on the way, and then I've run here into Media City.
Wow, that's amazing.
I did that. I left home at 5:40 this morning. I got here in 20 minutes running.
What do you have in your ears when you run?
So good.
I listen to a podcast.
Just yourself, is it?
Yes. It's my own podcast. It's actually this conversation will be what I'll be running to tomorrow.
How exciting, Chris.
You go, Chris. You get it. Go, mate. Go. Eddie's ready to go. Nala's ready to go. We're all ready to go. Is anyone up? Are you up right now? 04871-5544. We'd love to hear from you. Please call us right now. 04871-5544. Be our first caller of the day. We just love to hear from you. We'll find out what's going on. Maybe you want to talk about the Tyson fight. Maybe you talk about, actually, you know what? Anything you want, the topic you want to talk about, you bring it up.
You choose.
All right. It may just be waking up in the morning. 04871-5544. That phone line is open and ready to call right now. Let's get into it at 6:05 morning. Welcome to the world famous Virgin Radio 104.4. Maria.
Yeah, there's like a yeah at the end, like a Y-A-X.
But do people call you Maria?
I get a lot of things. I get Maria, Mariah.
Yeah.
Mariam.
Mariam, yeah. So it's Maria.
Yeah.
There we go.
It's spelled unnecessarily wrong.
Like, yeah, I know. Because whenever I name my kid, when I named Ariane and Zara, aka Nushi and Kiki, I wanted to make sure that their name was not difficult because my name, Maria, is Kristen, spelt K-R-I-S-T-A-N.
Mm.
And for my entire life, it is Kristen.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, Kristen,
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You have to correct everyone.
I sympathize with you and your experience at Starbucks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Starbucks, I just say Bob. It's easy. Bob.
My alias is always Charlie Bradbury.
Really?
I love that.
I feel like that's out of, you could be friends with Carrie from Thingo in the City. I feel like you've got that name.
Charlie Bradbury is from Supernatural. She's a redhead hacker.
Is it? So what's up? What are you? It's 10 past six. What are you doing?
I am commuting to work, Sharjah to Jebel Ali.
That's a good drive. That's about, at this time, let me guess, 50 minutes?
It's about an hour and a half because I take a bus service. So
you're on a bus.
Goes everywhere.
Are you on a bus right now?
Yeah. So I'm doing like a small tour of.
Let me ask you: do the wheels on the bus do they go round and round?
You did not.
No, sorry.
My mother is a preschool teacher, so the fact that I have to hear that from someone else aside from her.
The wheels on the bus go round and round.
Oh no!
You're cool, Mara. What do you do? What do you do for work?
I'm an analyst for corporate finance and planning.
You sound good. Like, you sound educated. You sound like you are better than all of us in the studio, which is 100% right.
And it's not hard.
Yeah, it's not hard. Yeah,
it's a good facade. Honestly,
really? That's very cool. Well, listen, God bless you. Have a good couple. You got today and tomorrow, and then are you off like us for the rest of the week?
Yes.
Perfect. We'll get through it. Enjoy. Enjoy it, okay?
I'm channeling all my positive energy for you guys. Have an amazing 2 days.
You are fantastic. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Ram going for a swim right now in the sea. Is that right?
Yes, that is right. Morning, guys.
The likely Morning. Chances of sharks in the water come more at night in
Why
the darkness.
Why would you say that to him?
Are you going to get in at this? Are you going to get in at this night? Like, look at the sky
so
right
dark.
Now. It's dark.
I know. It's another 10 minutes. We're waiting for sunrise. It's for about 6:25.
Okay.
So we're just waiting for the sun to come out, and then we get it.
Where do you do it?
Just behind Sunset Mall.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I've seen you guys.
Who has survived millions of years
Chris,
of evolution.
Stop.
Without change, without passion, and without logic. It lives to kill.
I'm the worst.
You are just the worst.
Because when I swim in the sea, and I grew up in the sea in Australia, we just, every time I'd always have the thought of a shark underneath me, right?
In Australia, especially.
You're okay. Yeah. I wouldn't have done this bit in Australia. If this show was on in Australia right now with you, I would have never done that because there are sharks everywhere. Or in South Africa. But here, we're okay.
Only friendly sharks here.
Yeah.
Oh, don't.
Some small crabs and jellies. Yeah. Some flying fish. That's about it.
Well, nothing listen, good. Good on you. I applaud you for being up so early, going for a swim. That is fantastic. Okay, Ram?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, guys.
Take care, brother. Cheers. Have a great day. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you.
Brittany and Alex Gossip, powered by the OSN streaming app. Escape to the home of OSN Originals, HBO, Disney Plus Originals, and more.
What is going on, Pretty?
So, the Great British Bake Off had its finale this weekend, and viewers in the UK were really, really upset, and it had nothing to do with the show or the finale or who won or whatever it was. It had to do with a commercial that came up during the finale. It was a Dior fragrance commercial featuring Johnny Depp, and it surprised viewers because the commercial aired just weeks after he lost a libel case in the UK in which a judge ruled that abuse accusations by his ex Amber Heard were, quote, substantially true. So Johnny has been the face of Dior since 2015, and they're pretty much the only brand that is continuing to stand by him. He's been fired from Fantastic Beasts. A lot of other companies have dropped him, but he's the only one. But the UK authorities received several complaints saying, why is this commercial airing?
Yeah, interesting. I read that company, Dior, kept Johnny Depp on as an ambassador. And I thought to myself, and I was trying to work out why.
Yeah.
And, you know, as a brand, he's been dumped by all of them because of these allegations, which have now gone to court, which the courts have said, yes, they are
true,
legit. So interesting.
Yeah,
interesting. Now, with people complaining about it, I'm guessing they'll have to dump him.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with that. Moving on to another series that's upsetting fans, and that's the Saved by the Bell reboot. If you didn't know, it's out.
Mm-hmm.
The Saved by the Bell reboot is here. And in the series, they took a stab at Selena Gomez and her kidney transplant. They took like they made jokes out of it.
Well, why would they do that for?
And fans are like, "Are you kidding me? Like this is what we're using now on in one of the scenes on the wall. You can see in graffiti it says, "Does Selena Gomez even have a kidney?" It's like, why? What? Why is that necessary to make a joke out
it's
of?
Weird.
You know?
Yeah.
So obviously,
bad taste producers. Yeah,
the producers have now issued an apology, saying it was never our intention to make light of Selena's health, and now they're going to be making a donation to her charity.
All right.
In response,
there we go.
And finally, this is being hailed as the best concert of the year, and that is Dua Lipa's virtual concert, Studio 2054. It happened over the weekend. It was a live stream pay-per-view event. Imagine like
pay-per-view.
Yeah, imagine disco in 2020. Okay. That's what this concert was. It was pretty amazing. Have a listen to Dua Lipa singing Electricity.
Falling into you, baby. Even electricity can't compare to what I've.
How much were tickets, do we know?
I'm not too sure.
Ooh, baby. Giving them my goals to you, and now I'm seeing.
So there were appearances by FKA Twigs, Elton John.
Elton John got in.
Wow. Yeah, they premiered the Miley Cyrus video in there as well. And she even sang live with Kylie Minogue. Oh. Have a listen to this.
Kylie's got a new song out, that's why.
Yeah.
Now, the Tyson fight was $50 on pay-per-view.
Yep.
Dua Lipa's show was $11.99. Fair enough.
Yeah.
That's $12 to go see Dua Lipa perform live in your couch, especially if you're a huge Dua Lipa fan.
It looked like an amazing concert. I'm sure she's going to post the whole thing at some point somewhere. So.
There we go. Yeah. Well, you watch that and the British Bake Off show on your weekend, and that's your weekend sorted there, pretty.
Okay, you guys just watch this Tyson fight.
Tyson fight all day, every day.
Not till 8 o'clock, though.
All day, every day. Thank you. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
All right, pretty, what's going on?
I'm devastated. After 6 years, Chris, 6 years.
It's huge. It's a huge word, devastation.
It is.
What
Why
is
are you
it?
Devastated?
After 6 years, my eyebrow lady's leaving.
Oh, gosh. Here I am thinking it's like, you know.
Please, it's
serious.
Just no, you know how serious this is. It's like serious. If your barber leaves, you have to find a new person.
Well,
so don't act like that. You know this feeling.
How long has she been going? Has she been doing your eyebrows?
6 years.
6 years with one woman. That's
yes.
it. No one else has touched your eyebrows.
No one.
Let us have a go at them.
No,
was
definitely
that the
not.
Last time you got them done?
Why are you so mean? Why are you both being very mean to me today?
Sorry. That was
Don't be mean to a Rossi.
It was a joke.
It's funny.
You
one,
know
though.
You look
it
amazing.
Was a funny
it was
one,
a pretty funny
it
joke.
It was funny though.
We're not going to say. No, you can't say it's funny now after we got in trouble. That's like, you know, you get angry at someone and then afterwards you go.
Why do I even bother telling a story?
No, you aren't. Go on, tell us.
It just
no,
turns into something
why?
Else.
The thing
why,
is, Chris,
you turned it into something else.
No, Chris, don't argue.
We were
it.
On the story.
Chris, we can't empathize because we don't get it. That's why.
No, but you can.
No, I get it. I get my eyebrows done.
Do you?
Yeah, the guy always like clips it with the scissors.
So I suppose the same thing for me. But
it's like a barber. Like, what, you've been going to the same guy who's done your shave. Well, not Rossi. Chris, you've been going to the same guy who's been doing the shave. He knows your face. He knows how you like it. You don't have to explain it.
It's easier.
You don't have to do it. You know, they know your face. So that you get in, you do your thing, and you leave.
What can they do that's different with your eyebrows?
You can completely destroy eyebrows.
Really?
100%.
Have you ever seen people, the celebrities, without their eyebrows on?
Yeah, the post, yeah.
Yeah, it's very funny.
If someone doesn't know what they're doing or doesn't understand your face or how it works, they can completely change the shape and the way your eyebrows are.
Eyebrows are very important.
Of course they are. It's like, what do I do?
So what are you going
to
do?
I don't know. I think I have to try to find someone new, but then I'm afraid to test because the testing period is not a good time.
Yeah.
So if you see me over the next 2 months, like coming in with hats,
yeah.
Or all of a sudden I got bangs.
Is anyone,
or like a fringe.
Is anyone listening that knows how to do eyebrows? Maybe we can just get it done.
what do you mean?
We can trial out eyebrow ladies on the show.
No, because once you're into that, you're going to have to be Pretty's eyebrow lady for
many
years.
04871 5544. Ladies, do you sympathize with Pretty here? Because right now she's talking just to two men who are like, yeah, that's horrible. Just go to another salon. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's what we think.
Yeah.
But there must be
it's
the sympathizing of females or males. Hey, you may sympathize. 04-871-5544. So it's hard.
It's hard because then it's really difficult to try to get someone and trust them and get them to do it the way you like it. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Rossi and I are really good at picking things up. We're very quick at it. If we watch a couple of YouTube tutorials, we can talk to your... Let's talk to her. Let's talk to your current eyebrow lady.
No.
And we will look after it for you.
Definitely not.
Trust us, Pretty.
There's no way.
Can you thread from 2 meters away?
They've been doing it social distance. Like, they do it not in their mouth anymore. They do it around their neck.
If you don't know what that was, Pretty just said they do it with not putting it in their mouth anymore. They are not threading her eyebrows using their mouth, like, let me just get that little bit of hair there before you, Brit.
No.
It's like spaghetti.
No, you put the thread in your mouth. Obviously, you can't because you got to wear masks.
So. Is it Essa?
Yes, good morning.
How you doing, Essa?
Good, thanks.
You sympathize with Pretty Malik here?
You feel me?
100%.
Thank you. It's horrible. Like, it takes so long to find the right woman, right?
Yeah, it's very, very important to have someone that knows you, especially when it comes to your appearance. And eyebrows is one of the most important things to a lady.
See?
Do you have an eyebrow lady, like one person you go to?
Actually, I do it myself.
Talented.
For quite a long time. But I do have someone here as well.
How do you do it yourself? You're plucking them, or because you can't thread, you can't use that string and all that, so you pluck them and cut them?
I cut them myself, I clean them myself, but thread them, I can't. So sometimes I'm going
hard. Isn't that crazy, Russ? We just have our eyebrows.
I know. Yeah.
You know, we don't even know what they do, and, like, you know, there's Prit getting it all done. Essa, the same thing. I mean, I don't mind a little bit of a cleanup. As you get older, they get bushier, you know?
Do they?
Hair in your ears as well.
Oh. Do you have an ear, man?
No.
Suki is on with us. Suki, you feel Pretty Malik as well with the eyebrows, is that right?
I absolutely feel you, Pretty. I totally understand. As somebody that's come from England, that was my first concern. And I know it sounds really over the top, but anybody can just completely, totally ruin your eyebrows.
Yep.
With one swipe, and it is, I've had it done to me. Like, I like them really thick, and I know you guys might mock, but Pretty will totally understand, and she absolutely annihilated them. So I had to wait 2 months for them to grow, and I totally understand.
That was my question next. How long do eyebrows grow? Because I don't
forever,
know.
Forever. Like, if someone accidentally takes one line of hair out, just one line, it can take forever for it to grow back.
Oh, wow.
So when... When I get a haircut or when I get a shave, right, and I know the guy hasn't done a great job, but I awkwardly look in the mirror and I go, yeah, no, thanks. Thanks so much. Yeah, that's great. Thanks. And I walk out disappointed. Do you do that with your eyebrows, or do you tell the eyebrow lady you've messed up?
I do tell her.
Yeah.
Because if you say to them, I just want one line off, and they don't do that, I think they feel that they have to spend extra time on it. Otherwise, they're not going to get paid. When you say you want to clean up, you literally mean you want it just clean. You want them cleaned, and that's it, nothing else. But I think they feel that because it only takes about 30 seconds, oh, let me take another line up. Oh, maybe I'll retouch the top, or I'll do this and I'll do that, and then that's it.
Sounds like a surgery here. It sounds like I've got the ER music playing right now.
It is, Chris. Like, it's serious business.
I feel sorry for the eyebrow ladies, like the pressure that they must have.
Sympathize, and I hope you find somebody that really
cool. Yeah. It's the power.
Maybe Pretty. Let's maybe get a poll on Instagram. We'll search for the best eyebrow lady in the country.
It's got to be one.
Maybe we'll send you there.
Suki, I'm sure you understand this. You don't want to change salons, right? Like, you just want to keep going to the same place. You just want to find a new person there.
100%. Yep. I really want... I would have brought my lady over with me.
Yeah.
Honestly, you literally cannot find anybody. I mean, luckily for me, I found a salon in JBC, and the woman there is absolutely amazing, and I pray she doesn't go anywhere.
There we go.
So I'm okay for now.
you know, we could make this a lot easier. Just shave them off.
No.
You don't have to worry. Just shave them straight off.
Pretty. No way.
It's a new thing. No. Everyone will know that. Oh, that's that girl without the eyebrows.
No, thank you.
No?
No. I feel like the eyebrows are the only saving grace.
No, beautiful everywhere. Isn't she beautiful, Rossi?
Yep.
Say, why do you...
He didn't look, he said no.
Rossi said yes, but his head said no. Did you see that? He went, he went yes.
So you played basketball over the weekend with your basketball rival and best friend, Brent Black.
Yeah, you know, shout out to show sponsors Talabat here because they put together, they got a great court down there for the Dubai Fitness Challenge.
That's cool.
Kite Beach right across from Salt. And they put together, I felt like I was in White Man Can't Jump. I felt like I was on Venice Beach playing basketball.
Yeah, I got sent a few pictures of you.
Did you?
People like taking photos of you and sending them to me.
There you go. Without saying how good I was playing.
No.
Okay. Anyway, Brent Black and I, we usually play yearly. We play, and it's a big game. But due to COVID, we had to put it out because usually we would have played a couple of months ago. But now that it was an outdoor game, et cetera, we played, and I successfully whooped his backside.
Oh, you won!
I won.
That's well amazing.
Yep, we won it. Our team won it, which was fantastic. We had a...
What was the score?
We had a good... I won. It went into overtime.
Oh, whoa.
And I won by 2 points, though, in overtime. So it was very, very good for anyone. A lot of people came down and watched it as well. Thank you for coming down and watching it at Kite Beach. And there were two things that I took for it. One, I still don't know a person that sweats more than Brent Black when playing.
He's a sweaty human.
He's a very sweaty human.
Like, it's unbelievable how much he perspires. And he knows it as well. He says it. He goes, don't dodge me. I'm all sweaty.
Why?
And, like, him and I, I'm on him the whole time. I'm defending him.
Okay. You're on him and he's sweaty.
And I'm not touching him. Like, it's COVID as well. I don't want to go. Just take the shot. Get it in. But the funniest part of the whole afternoon was...
Funny, okay.
Was Brianna, my fiance, and his partner Eve were both down there, right?
Right, supporting.
They were supporting. They were watching.
Yeah.
Halfway through the game, they've just disappeared. We didn't see them disappear. They've gone and got coffee, but we weren't aware of this.
Oh.
Whilst we're playing the game.
Oh dear.
So now it's a timeout, and I get on the microphone. I go, "Hey, where's Brianna?" And silence. She's not even there. And then I go, "Brent, where's your girl?" Not even there. So then I said to the crowd, okay, when our partners walk back on the first play, I'm going to drive the lane. I'm going to play like a driving the lane.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit Brent. Brent, you collapse to the ground and grab your knee. Let's pretend that you've broken your knee.
Oh, no.
Teach our girls not to come and watch us.
Oh, my. They went to get coffee.
So they rock up with their little cups of coffee. We're in the middle of this game. They're just watching it. And I drive straight into Brent. He hits the floor like a sack of potatoes. Bang. And he's, oh.
Good acting.
Pretty good acting. I'm telling him, scream a little bit more. He's like, no, that we overacted.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, we need a medic. And then you see his girlfriend just go, oh my gosh, is he all right? I go, the bone is sticking out of his knee.
No, Brianna
goes, are you serious? I said, yes, the bone is sticking out. Get an ambulance. We call for a medic. Because there was a medic there.
On standby.
But he was
wasting
in on...
Wasting medic's time,
he,
I see.
No. He was in on this. He was our personal medic for the game.
Right, okay.
He runs over with face masks. which I was like, medic, why are you coming over with face masks? Anyway, his girlfriend runs over and just like... She's like just about to cry. She's like, baby, I'm mad. And I'm like... Should never go get coffee ever again, girls, whilst we're playing basketball.
What a meanie.
And then a couple of hundred people around there. Hey! Like it was.
Did they get it?
Got him, we got him. It was good.
But you won.
But I won.
Well done.
And I will hold that for the next year. And I said to Brent Black, over the last 3 years that we've played basketball.
Yeah, you just won. It's like a four-peat by now.
Yep.
Wow.
16 points. You're welcome. That's me.
Well done.
I'm a humble winner.
No, you're not.
I'm very humble, yeah. I'm way better than him.
Okay. Really?
In basketball, yeah, 100%. I'm very humble, though.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz. Powered by RackBank Titanium MasterCard Credit Card. Earn 5% cash back on supermarkets and dining. 2% cash back on domestic spends. Pay safe. Go contactless. Apply now for the Titanium. TNCs apply.
Rana, you got in. Good morning.
Oh, my God. Good good morning. Oh, my God. Good morning.
Good morning. Morning. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. You're on. We're so glad we got you through. How you doing?
Oh, my God. I think I'm hyperventilating at the moment.
Okay. Deep breaths. Deep breaths. We'll get through this together.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
My kids were just picked up by the school bus to go to school, and I'm making my way to work, so I'm on the work run.
Good on you. She's on the work run! What do you do, runner?
I work in a school. I'm the admissions manager at the school that I work at.
Oh, she's a good person to know if you want to get in that school.
Is that right? Oh, is that how you do it? You get into schools that way? The admissions manager?
Yes.
Wow. Wow, look at that. What was the girl from that TV show? She got in trouble paying her way.
Lori Loughlin from Full House.
Full House. You heard that story, Rana? Did you hear that one?
Yes, but I'm not that kind
of person. No, I'm not. Wow, you were so quick to say that. I'm now worried. I wasn't throwing any allegations at you, Rana.
You could get a nice holiday.
Hey, let's get you going right now. 10 questions. 60 seconds. Yeah. You know how this game works. Courtesy of Rack Bank and us here on the Chris Fade Show. If you get them all right, you win 10,000 dirhams cash. Otherwise, 100 dirhams for every question that you get right, okay?
Okay.
All right. Good luck.
Smash
We're with
it.
You. Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins right now. What country were... Oh, sorry, didn't work then. Let me go that again. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins right now. Okay, now, sorry, there's a delay on my timer, so I'm not sure. Well, let me just hit it again. All right, Rana, I'm sorry to do that to you. Let's get in there again. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts right now. What country was Santa Claus born?
Finland.
Kristen Who was the start of the Twilight series?
Stuart.
Who is Kim Kardashian's mother?
Kris Jenner.
Finish the movie title. Alice in
Wonderland.
What date is Christmas Day?
25th of December.
Solange is the sister of which American singer?
Beyonce.
How many dwarfs are there in the movie Snow White?
7.
Who sings the songs Prisoner and Levitating?
Dua Lipa.
What sport does Kirk Cousins play?
Soccer.
How many days are there in December?
31.
What country was Santa Claus born in?
Pass.
What sport does Kirk Cousins play?
Baseball.
What country was Santa Claus born? you got so close.
You were so good.
800 dirhams. Yay! All yours. Well done.
It's not as easy as it sounds when you're doing it off the radio.
Everyone always says that to me, that off the radio they do really well. They get on the radio and they crumble. But you didn't crumble. 800 dirhams, that's a lot of money. And
thank you. Yes, so good. Thank you.
Now, the two that you got wrong. Now, look, the Santa Claus one, I had no idea about this. But hold on a second. What country was Santa Claus born in? Turkey? Can we get some info on that? Turkey is where Santa Claus
is that
was born.
Right?
The facts have been traced back to a place called Demre to trace the roots of the original Santa Claus born in Turkey. Yeah.
There we go.
I would have never guessed that.
Yeah. Either would have I. And
it's a hard one.
What sport does Kirk Cousins play? It's American football. We would have accepted football as well. You did say soccer, but you know, if you said football, I would have given it to you anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're a superstar. Keep doing what you do. 800 dirhams cash, all yours, courtesy of Rack Bank and us here at Virgin Radio. Okay.
Thank you. Have a good day, guys. Thank you for making us smile every morning.
We absolutely love you, Rana. Thank you so much for saying that as well. Live across the UAE for anyone interested.
Well,
my sound effects are in delays. Every time I do something, it's not working.
Oh,
this is great. Awkward.
It was supposed to go. It was supposed to go. And if anyone's interested, still didn't do it.
Oh my gosh. Close the computer down.
Anyone's interested?
Oh no!
The sound effects have stopped. Let me try again. If anyone's interested. Yay! Mike Tyson, Roy Jones Jr. fighting today. In about an hour's time, we're expecting. There's a few undercard fights. One of them is Mr. Jake Paul YouTuber, influencer, brother of Logan Paul.
Who's Nate Robinson? Who he's fighting?
An ex NBA basketball player.
How random is that matchup?
Yeah, but this is the pay per view on this. $50 to watch the fight, and millions and millions across the world are doing it. So it's the purpose of this was to make money. Some of the money will go to charity as well, but they're expecting around an 8:30 kickoff, as you'd say, in football. But let's see. To see Tyson back in the ring, this is huge. Like,
big deal, yeah.
And they're, they're older, over the age of 50. I think he's 55, and Roy Jones Jr. is 51 or 52. But these guys are still, they're still good quality athletes. And
yeah. I mean, I've seen the training videos of Tyson. Unbelievable.
They're saying it's a sparring match, so they're not going to go in there all hard. But I'm telling you, once you're in that ring, they're going to go all out.
Well, they're not allowed to knock each other out.
Is that what they said?
Yeah, that's one of the rules. Yeah.
How do you do that? You can't knock each other out.
I don't know. Like, maybe just back off if you see.
How is Tyson? Wow. He's like a
when you're in the zone.
Like, he's got his gloves back on. He's going to be in the zone again. And, like, he's going to hear that thing. No.
Reminds me of the time Muhammad Ali came here to Dubai. That he had an exhibition fight as well.
That was amazing, right?
Wouldn't it have been amazing to see that?
Muhammad Ali exhibition fight?
Yeah.
Would be as well. We'll keep you up to date on the fight, by the way. Yeah, as we said, we're expected to have it underway in about probably an hour to 90 minutes.
Brady Malik's Gossip, powered by the OSN streaming app. Visit osn.com and catch unmissable offers on exclusive series, award-winning movies, and more.
We are talking Miley Cyrus.
She was doing a live stream with Iggy Azalea to promote her new album, Plastic Hearts.
Okay.
Miley decided to prank Iggy. What ended up happening was slowly the room they were in started filling up with smoke. So Miley was pretending as if there was a fire to see what Iggy would do. I think it failed because Iggy was so smart and, like, knew all the fire safety protocols and was, calm.
Did she get down low and go, go, go?
She went down to the ground. Yeah, that's it. She was doing all that thing.
Now, like, Iggy's Australian, and growing up in Australia, that's we would always be taught, get down low and go, go, go.
So you're going to hear Miley now trying to kind of rile Iggy up, but I think it just completely failed. Have a listen.
Okay, are you scared?
I'm not scared, but we should just get on the floor and
Okay, Iggy, are you freaked out?
Wait, no, we can survive this. I can survive the apocalypse.
Thank you for night crawling with me.
You know it's not scary when the other person's going, are you scared now?
Yeah.
Is this scaring you yet?
And she's smiling and saying it. I'm like, that's not the way you do a prank. Anyways.
There we go, Miley Cyrus.
It is what it is.
At least she tried.
She tried. Congratulations to Matthew Perry. Friend star Matthew Perry, he's engaged. Oh. The 51-year-old proposed to his girlfriend Molly Hurwitz.
Is this the first time?
Yeah.
That he's been engaged?
Yeah, 51.
Good old Matthew Perry playing it smart. He did it. He did it smart.
He waited. Done,
Chandler.
He lived his whole life. Like, he did 51 years. He did a good probably 25 just living the life of a friend superstar.
Yeah.
Did everything he wanted to do. He's like, all right, 51.
Now I'm ready.
Ready now. She's got no kids.
No, so Molly is a...
model? Let me guess. No. Model, 28 years old.
She's 29.
Okay.
She's a talent manager and producer. They've been dating for nearly 2 years now. And he said, luckily, I happen to be dating the greatest woman on the face of the planet at this time. So...
That's wrong, Rossi. Tell him about your wife. He doesn't understand Liz.
Well, no, he doesn't, does he? No.
For him, she's the greatest woman on this planet.
Oh, that's good. Good on him. Do you think they'll have kids then?
Yeah, I think so. She's 29, so I'm sure she wants to have kids.
Is it too old to be a father at a certain age, though?
Ooh, what a question.
Hmm?
Can we ponder that?
Yeah, we'll come back to that. We'll come back to it because
we'll
I think that's a good
that.
Question.
Okay.
All right, finally.
So Mariah Carey is giving us the holiday treat that I think we all need in this year. It's not enough just to play All I Want for Christmas Is You. Mm. This year, we're getting a Mariah Carey Magical Christmas Special. Comes out this week. Tiffany Haddish is going to be narrating, and the special is going to see appearances from Snoop Dogg, Ariana Grande, Jennifer Hudson. Here's a little sneak peek.
When I think of Christmas morning, I think of Snoop Dogg.
It was the night before Christmas, and 2020 had been rough. So Santa decided the season couldn't be merry without the one and only Mariah Carey.
This Christmas, we could all use a little...
Magic.
Chizzo. Snoop Double Dizzo. Getting your Christmas chiseled.
He's like dressed up as Santa Claus in the special.
I'm sure. Yeah, right?
Yeah, he's dressed up.
He's probably got the gaze. Yo, what up? What up, nephew?
Yeah. Coolest Santa ever.
There we go. We look forward to it. Thank you, Pretty Molly. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
I want to talk more about this being a father at a later age in your life. There's a good topic here.
Mm. Okay.
Just hope for Brent Black.
Can you be too old to become a father? Matthew Perry marrying, or engaged, should we say, at the age of 51, possibly get married over the next couple of years. He's with a 29-year-old woman. Now, we don't know the ins and outs, but maybe she wants to have a child.
Who knows,
Now, can you be too old to become a parent, a father, that is? It's interesting. I've heard people tell me, well, I've had a conversation with friends over it before where they're like, yeah, you kind of don't want to have a kid at like the age of 60. Then when the kid's like 8 years old and ready to run around and do all that stuff, you're going to be 68 and you won't be able to do any of that.
Mm.
And I'm always like, well, I sort of see the point, but at the same time, I don't know if that's even real. Like, I don't know. Do you have thoughts on this?
I mean, it's different for, it's so different for men than it is for women, right? Like,
yeah.
So like, you look at Matthew Perry, right?
Yeah.
So this is the woman that he's found. He finally found someone that he wants to marry. And if he wants to have kids with her, he can't because he's 51.
Yeah.
Like, he shouldn't, you know?
Yeah,
like,
no.
That doesn't make sense to me.
I feel like it also is based on how you are. Like, if you're a healthy 60-year-old.
Yeah.
And you look after yourself and, you know, you're a healthy individual, I think, why not? But if you're like, and I don't want this to sound bad, but if you're like 60 years old, you know, severely overweight, maybe diabetic or heart disease or something where you know you haven't been looking after yourself for so long and, you know, there is a chance that you could drop dead in the next 10 years.
Mm.
That's something where I think, well, hold on, do you want to bring a child into the world then when there's a higher risk of you not being around?
But then it's like, if that's going to be your first child, does the age matter?
Or you want to be around, no? Mm. Rhea?
Yes.
What are your thoughts on this? Can you be too old to become a father?
No, I don't think so. I think it's all a state of mind. And I think, as you said, if you take care of your body and your mental state is in a good position, then I think you can. And I think once you have kids, like, you want to do what's best for them. So if you have the will, then you have the way. Like, you could do it.
Well
and
said.
I think the same for mothers, too. I don't think it's just about dads.
Yeah, no, I mean, no, of course. I'm just, biologically, I'm saying for women, obviously, there is an age where that happens, if you want to go the natural way. But yeah, I agree. I think if the man is healthy enough and is looked after himself, because I just think of the kid. Like, I think of the kid growing up and touch wood, the father's not around because he was too old and he dropped dead. And I think, well, then that kid grows up without a father.
Mm.
That's the only reason why I'm somewhat thinking about it.
I think it's also a mental state, too. So even if you are healthy, like, it depends on you and how much you want to actually provide or, like, spend time with that kid. It's not just about your physical state.
Yeah.
So it's a mental state, too, I believe.
Yeah, no, I agree. But, you know, we all know having kids ain't easy. Like, as in, it's mentally and physically
draining.
Demanding.
Yeah.
Have you got kids?
I do. I have two boys.
Okay,
they're very demanding.
Yeah, you know, like, it's full on. It's not like, and sometimes when you hit that, you know, those older ages, possibly when you're 60, 70, like, you want to, that's your handbrake years. That's where the handbrake comes up and you're like, I've just worked the last 40 years of my life. I'm going to chill out a little bit. And then here comes a little runt running in. I like that.
4 a.m. wake ups.
Yeah. Rabia, is it? No, are you there? Rabia, no?
No.
She there? She there, guys? Rabia?
Line one, hi.
We'll come back to her. Sahib.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, mate. Morning. How are you?
Good morning.
What are your thoughts on this?
I definitely think, you know, it's great to get married when you're young and have kids as early as possible. Definitely with your partner's understanding and same agreement. It's good to have kids, you know, because it's a lot of responsibilities and also, you know, you need to be fit to be hanging around with them. to take them to the college, and also you need a good look during their wedding.
You got to look good. Oh, so are you saying? Absolutely. Are you saying you shouldn't become a father when you're too late? Is that right?
Yeah, to the two aspects of it. Biologically, if it's good, healthy enough, then it makes it, because you know you can't shy away from the responsibility. You need to, you know, at least support them till they finish their schooling.
Yeah, fair enough. No, I hear. Thanks, Sahib. We've got Rebia back on with us. Rebia, tell us your thoughts.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to say my dad got married at around 65 and got a child at 70.
Wow, your father had a baby at the age of 70.
Yes.
Is he still with us?
35. Yes, he is. He's in full form.
Great.
Nice.
And so how old's his wife?
Now she's about 40, but when they had the baby, she was 35.
Your dad, 70, married a 35-year-old?
Yes.
What were your thoughts on that?
I'm happy for him.
Oh, that's sweet.
Was she older than you?
Now she's with the same age, actually.
Oh, okay.
Is your dad rich?
Sorry?
Is your dad, like, rich with lots of money, or...?
I thought he was, but it's not for that. It's for love.
Aww.
So, has he got money?
I thought he had, but it's not for money.
No, I'm saying you're saying you thought he had, so you found out later on that he's got no money.
No, he's just a simple life, living a simple life.
And let me ask you, how old's the baby now? 5, I think. Would that be right? 5?
Exactly. Yeah.
And he's 75 now,
yeah.
And the baby's 5, and you find that it's all good, like he's doing everything that a father would do?
He's got such energy, a bit more than my own husband.
That's oh, wow. Good. Good on him.
That's amazing.
Good on him.
He takes care of the child more than the wife.
Does he really? Well, inshallah, inshallah, he's around for another 20 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah, hopefully. I think the child is making him young.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's okay. Good. All right, well, there it is. Thank you, Rebia. I appreciate it. It's interesting.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, listen, every family's different. Every relationship dynamic is different, right?
There's no right or wrong.
Yeah.
There's no right or wrong in this. It's everyone has their own opinion, which is fine to have. But, you know, all I think of is that if I bring a child into this world with my wife, my partner, that I would want to be around as much as possible.
Mm.
And some people will argue that and they'll be like, yeah, but you could be 30 years old and have a baby and get hit by a car the next day and you're not around.
That's true.
You know?
You never know.
So, Ross, when's your next one?
Don't tell that to Liz. She's very keen on that one.
No more children for you? You're two in. Not one more? One more.
You go first.
I got to get married again, mate.
Yeah.
Let me do that first, and then we'll talk.
Okay.
But I have another one.
Do you think the marriage will happen, do you think?
I don't know. I don't know these days. Just one more call here from Nay. Good morning.
Very good morning, guys. How are you? I love you so much. I've been listening to you for years, so I'll give you my opinion quickly. I completely disagree with this. My dad got married at the age of 60. I've got a half-sister, and she was really struggling communicating with her mom and dad. Well, he died 4 years ago when she was like 17 years old. I guess it was very unfair for her.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry to hear that. So you're saying that, yeah, your father, you have a half-sister, and obviously you got everything you needed from your father as a child, but she didn't get that. The communication with her and her father wasn't like what you had, and he unfortunately passed away, and she was only 17 years old.
Yeah.
So you don't think a father should... You shouldn't become a father too late in life?
No. And what's really funny, I've got a niece, and she was like a few years older than my sister. So my sister used to be her aunt.
Yeah. So your advice is don't become a dad too late.
Exactly.
Fair enough. Appreciate it. Appreciate your calls. Again, there's no right or wrong.
Exactly.
Everyone has an opinion. Fair enough. Still to come, we're going to replay the interview that we had with Mike Tyson. Obviously, Mike Tyson getting back into the ring in about an hour.
Mm.
Millions are watching this pay-per-view around the world. Heading into the ring right now is Jake Paul versus Nate Robinson. Jake Paul, obviously a YouTuber. A lot of controversy around him. And he's fighting an ex-NBA player, Nate Robinson.
Interesting.
Three-time NBA slam dunk winner as well, by the way.
Mm.
So I'm listening to it and watching it as we speak. Mm.
Isaac Philippe.
But they're all coming in right now. Jake Paul has decided to wear a blonde wig.
Why?
Coming in.
Well, he's trying to be like, I think he's trying to be like Khabib.
Khabib. I think that he's trying to come in like a Khabib sort of feel. But it's all interesting. We'll keep you up to date with that. But we will replay our Mike Tyson interview. Also, your chance to win. We've got to give away that year's membership to Inner Fight. That's minutes away as well. So hang out. And have we got an old school song that is literally going to kick off this week? Mike Tyson is just about to jump inside the ring again. Yeah. At the age of like 55 years old.
What are your predictions?
Man, Roy Jones Jr., who he's fighting, only finished fighting 3 years ago. Like, he was still fighting this entire time. So this guy's still going to be sharp, and he's a great. Should he be in the ring with Tyson, heavyweight champion of the world? I don't know, but...
Is it too many years outside...
I don't know. Tyson could just get in there and just click it and just get straight back into it and destroy him in a round. But I don't know. We just saw Jake Paul get in the ring, and I'm going to spoil it for you now. YouTuber, but now pro fighter Jake Paul just knocked out Nate Robinson in the second round.
A few knockdowns, wasn't it?
Yeah, it knocked him four times. So. This is the biggest pay-per-view event. If you don't know what that means, you pay for this event, right? You got to pay $50 and you're allowed to watch it.
Mm.
Regarding pay-per-views in the history of the world, this is one of the biggest.
Wow.
So the world wanted to see Mike Tyson back in the ring. We caught up with Mike Tyson a few years ago.
Yeah. Yep.
Where was it? The Atlantis?
Yep.
Yes, it was the Atlantis. Yeah, that's right.
He was here to open up a boxing academy, which actually didn't end up opening up.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
At the time of the interview, I don't know, we were all a little bit hesitant. Like, it's Mike Tyson. Yeah. You don't know who he's going to be.
Yeah, you just don't know.
I walked out of that interview with so much respect for Mike Tyson. He was such a lovely guy, so softly spoken, gave us all the time in the world, very gentle and polite. I think in his later years, he's had a look back in his life, and I think he's changed.
He's realized,
he's very, quiet.
Right?
Like, you wouldn't expect that from Mike Tyson.
Here we go. Our little conversation, a snippet of it, with Mike Tyson.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Tyson, man!
Oh, thank you.
You still look like you're in shape. You still train a lot, man.
A little bit.
Does it ever leave you, that reason of training or wanting to be healthy?
No, I just want to... look nice for my clothes.
You look good. What are you wearing? Yeah, this is a good suit. This is beautiful.
Well, you know, you obviously made the transition now from boxing into Hollywood. How did that transition into Hollywood happen for you?
You know, one day I was just in a club and I saw these guys sitting down over there, and they came over and they said, "Hey, what's up? You're going to be in a movie with us in 2 weeks." I had no idea I was with The Hangover.
Oh.
I had no idea. They had made a deal already that without me knowing it. So he said, "Hey, you're going to be in a movie with us in 2 weeks." And I said, "Really?" And so that's how I first started. Then part two came on, and then it just took on a life of its own, pretty much.
Do you enjoy the acting process?
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, I like it live. I like it when it's live and there's people there.
I was watching your live show, and... it really got... I work on stage a lot, all right? Well, that's what we do. We're presenters. We work on stage. You on stage, you're like someone who's been presenting for a long time. Did you have to practice to get on stage? Because you were animated. You were telling stories. You were hitting punchlines. You were directing to the big screen.
It's like boxing. I've been on the front stage all my life, so I'm used to people. I know what they want. That's the whole thing. When it's live, you know what they want. When it's on a camera, you won't know until it's... you know, the people see the movie if they like it or not.
Rossi, I know that you've been wanting to ask. Rossi's got on here. He heard a story about you getting into a zoo or something with a gorilla.
No, I'm just saying, obviously you've had, you know, really high moments in your career and stuff like that. What was your craziest and most memorable memory from those days, would you say?
Which one?
You've got so many.
Yeah.
I heard a story about a gorilla once. Is that true? Or
what gorilla? What happened? I'm the gorilla.
I'm not saying anything else.
No gorilla in the house but me.
Is there anything else you want to achieve, Mike? You've done a lot.
This is what's real. I never anticipated doing the movies. I never anticipated doing that stuff. It just comes. Something just comes. The guy says, hey, Mike, you want to do this movie? Hey, Mike, you want to do this? You want to do that? They'll do this. And those are the opportunities that happen.
Well, here he is, Mike Tyson, ladies and gentlemen.
Pretty amazing, right? Pretty amazing. He's jumping in the ring in the next, I'd say, 30 minutes. We'll keep you updated here at Virgin Radio as well, if you're interested. But interesting to see who you got, Ross.
Obviously Tyson.
Okay, same with me. Pretty is the, she's the guru when it comes to boxing, and you know, she knows it all.
I've crunched all the numbers and looked all this, at all the stats, and I think in this game today,
the match fight.
It's going to be Tyson.
Well, Pretty, you know, it's only fair. We spoke about your eyebrows, and now we're talking about Mike Tyson, so it's...
Fair enough. We've got to balance the show.
Balancing the show. I get it.
Do you get banned by an airline? Well, it's happened.
Yeah. You know, we all love a good hack. We love, like, flight hacks, how to get cheaper ticket fares, all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, 100%.
But this time, this hack has gotten one passenger banned for life. So Spirit Airlines is an American airline.
I've flown them.
You've flown Spirit, yeah. It's a budget airline.
Yeah, low-cost
carrier. It's the eighth largest carrier in North America. Mm-hmm. So this guy's name's Rob. He went onto TikTok to share a hack he discovered of how you can get a carry-on baggage on board without paying for it.
Yeah, because these airlines, you buy the ticket, and that's all you get. Then you want to get luggage, you got to pay extra for luggage.
Yeah.
You want to get your meals, you pay extra for meals. It's
a budget airline, your standard thing. So what he did was the clip basically showed, okay, you upload a digital boarding pass, you do these little changes, and boom, you're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he did specify in his video that he did not use this trick. He's simply showing it. His bag is good to go. Mm-hmm. He's just showing the trick. Well, I don't think he expected that video to go that viral. Millions and millions of views. And obviously, it caught the attention of Spirit Airlines.
Mm.
They sent him a letter saying, you are now banned for life because you created this video of how to manipulate a Spirit Airlines boarding pass. And basically, it's to the financial detriment of the airline. And they said, in 2 years, you can appeal and say, you know, to say, hey, I want to lift this ban as long as you assure us that you will conduct yourself properly.
So I don't understand. What did he do? What did he put up?
Okay, should I explain how he did it?
Yeah, what did he
do? So basically, you know how you get a digital boarding pass?
Yes.
So you can upload it into a PDF format.
Correct.
And in it, there's a section that says carry-on baggage zero. Well, in that, you can change it to one. And it saves again. So the ticket is still valid. The barcode, everything is correct. You've just changed that one number. So when you go to board and you show that you've got your bag, the staff are like, okay, it says one on your ticket.
Wow.
So,
well, that's their flaw, though. They've got to change the system.
Something has to change with the ticket.
They have to change their system.
So
he's banned for life.
He's banned for life. He can't appeal, but I don't think he will be appealing. And he asked the question on TikTok. He's like, is this okay? Like, is it that big of a deal that I'm getting banned now from this airline?
Well, it's a safety thing as well, though, isn't it?
With the weight of the aircraft and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they shouldn't not allow you to put that one on there and have the barcode on at the same time. It's the way they formatted their website, I would say. Yeah. Should never
or
be able to
do that. Or the digital boarding pass, yeah.
There it is. Ross is only defending him because he's actually banned from seven different airlines.
I am indeed, yes.
Seven airlines.
Yes.
We won't talk how or why, right?
No, I'll get arrested.
Cool. It's Virgin. Mike Tyson walks out into the ring right now with Royce Jones Jr. We'll keep you updated on the fight.
Eight rounds, right?
Yeah, eight rounds. Look at him. Tyson's walking out as we speak. Look at him. He's a beast. He's a beast.
I remember, like, Tyson walked out one time with no music, just the sound of chains clunking and stuff.
Really?
It was, like, so, like...
But he looks like a beast coming into the ring right now.
Yeah.
What's going on? Talking about beasts, Rossi, a beast over the weekend.
Oh.
Congratulations. Give him 30 kilometers,
yeah,
guys.
Rossi.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a lot of fun, actually.
Was it? It didn't look like a lot of fun. Every bit of footage that I saw, he looked like you were about to cark it.
I was looking back at the footage and I was like, why do you run like an old man?
Yeah, you run with one of your, you do run. And one of your legs goes to the left. It's this weird run.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know, because Tom Walker, who was the guy who was taking me around, and Rob Jones as well, they're endurance guys. He says, you run with your foot pointed out. Because I kept getting, like, really, really bad hip ache.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's probably
that's why.
Why.
Yeah.
Because my foot was putting out, so they kept making me lie down and put, you know, do loads of stretches and stuff. But I got to the end. It was good. I did stop a couple of times for water and jelly babies, but yeah, it was fun. It was great. So thanks to everyone who supported me on the route. We had loads of fun. People coming to join me and stuff. So yeah, it was really good.
Nice. Good job.
Unbelievable,
Rossi.
Mate. Really, really well done. Good work to the guys at Inner Fight as well, who powered you along.
Yeah.
Which is really, really important. And hey, Christine, how are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you.
We were running an amazing competition with Inner Fight as well to give someone a year's membership, and all they had to do was take a photo of themselves doing their own run and use the hashtag. And can I just say, you've just won a year's membership. Yay! To Inner Fight. Well,
yay,
done.
Thank you so much.
And a great elite sort of gym and workout place that you're going to love. It's where Rossi trains.
Yeah,
you're absolutely going to love it. So well done on that year's membership. Okay,
thank you so much for this.
How was your run?
It's good, but it's really tiring.
How many k's did you do?
30k.
You did 30k as well.
Where did you do? Yes. It whereabouts?
I started in Umsukin from the starting line of the running track.
Oh, okay.
And I make it two laps.
Oh, wow. You're unbelievable. Well done, well done. You're going to love the Inner Fight gym. That year membership is yours. Rossi, 30 kilometers down as well over the weekend.
Yeah, it's good,
stuff,
mate.
It's good. Really, really well done. Is that it? Can we not talk about the marathon anymore? Did I get it out of the way? Is it all done? Have we done it?
Are you going to do another 30 anytime soon? Or?
No. Absolutely not.
Neo right now singing the American National Anthem. And it is all going on in the ring. Tyson versus Roy Jones Jr. We're all Zooming. Welcome to the year 2020, where Zoom is just a common word.
Yeah.
This time last year, if you told someone to Zoom, they'd have no idea what you were talking about. Well, some people would, because it was used in very corporate sort of scenarios. But now it's just my daughter Zoom every single night with their friends. It's what everyone does. You Zoom.
Where's Skype go?
Man, they missed it. I tell you, they missed the ball.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to Zooming, there has been so many failures. And that's what we're talking about right now. So many moments in life when people are Zooming that it's been embarrassing.
Yeah, so I came across this moment. This happened in the States. It was done by a student. So obviously, a lot of times when we're doing meetings, you may be moving around. You may be doing other things.
Yep.
The biggest thing is failing to mute your mic.
Uh-oh.
So this girl was sitting in on a lecture. She forgot to mute her mic, and she was ordering from Chipotle. And the whole class and the professor heard her do that. Have a listen to this.
So she's... Okay, let's take a listen. Yeah. Here we go.
I do a little sour cream.
it's a perfect a ending for a class. About midnight, somebody is ordering chicken.
I always check that I'm muted. Always, and actually camera off sometimes if I need to.
Yeah.
Even when we have our team meetings here at Virgin Radio, there's been a few times where I've had to get changed during it. I'm like, make sure it's everything's off.
Yeah.
And I'll double check it. So she's ordering fast food chicken.
Yeah. So you can hear her say extra sour cream, extra guac. And you hear the professor say it's a little bit inappropriate to be doing this while I'm doing a lecture. But
because what is Zoom etiquette? Are you supposed to sit there and just look at the screen 24/7?
Well, if you think about it, if you were in class, let's take this for example, right? Here's what I think. If you were supposed to be in class, you wouldn't be doing anything else.
True.
So you would be giving your undivided attention.
Yeah.
So shouldn't it deserve the same respect?
I guess so. I mean, when we do ours, I mean, you know, you're driving home half the time. Brent's halfway through a 5-kilometer run.
Brent is actually running during the meeting.
Yeah, that's true.
Virgin Radio 104.4, it's the Chris Fade Show. What is going on as we do it across the country? Yes! If you're recording it, I'm spoiling it. It was a draw. Mike Tyson, Roy Jones Jr., they call it a draw.
Yeah.
They were both very happy, both very gentlemanlike as well after it as well.
Yeah.
It was good to see two greats in the ring again.
It was.
You guys, as fans of boxing, are you disappointed with that?
I'm happy with it.
Call?
I'm happy with the draw. I think
you're okay with it?
I thought Tyson could have done better, personally.
He's 54, 55 years old, man.
I know.
Do you understand?
I wanted more.
You wanted more? Yeah, because we think he's got to come out like, you know, 30-year-old Tyson, bah, bah, bah,
well,
bah.
Well, just the videos of him training and stuff, I expected him to be.
They're like six-second videos, you know?
I know.
But well done. Listen, that was entertaining to watch as well. As nearly as entertaining as our show.
Well, it's a close call.
We're going to start pay-per-viewing our show.
No, I don't think that's a good idea.
A dirham to listen every morning. Would you pay a dirham? I believe there'd be people that would pay a dirham to listen to the show.
I don't know about that.
And then we take it. We split it up, you know.
Well, just think, if everyone paid a dirham, that would be 89 million dirhams we get every day.
Wow, there's 89 million listeners.
Where are these 89 million people, Rossi?
Rossi.
Worldwide.
Listen, up next, Sheena. She definitely has 89 million listeners, and she's free. So you can have her on with all the best music. Sheena's up next. We'll catch you tomorrow for the last day of the week.
Yay!
What a great week this is.
Yes.
From myself, Chris Fade, Pretty Molly, Big Rossi, Phone Guy Eddie, and Nala, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.